We're here.
Slow dramatic turn, dude.
Magic pie.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good to see you. Boy. It's the Colby Show. It's Sunday.
You ready for that American football coming? Kick it in your face.
You know what makes me really angry? And I did this. I think I did this last year. I played the Fox Sports theme song, and they play that for every football game on the radio or every sporting event on the radio, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Like today, football on CBS. They're not going to play the Fox Sports jingle.
No.
So it kind of makes me angry.
That what?
That radio plays the Fox Sports jingle. It's like free Fox advertising.
It catches everybody, man.
I know, but I'm so nerd-nick about it, it makes me angry.
That's not Fox. I think that's the NFL, isn't it?
No, it's Fox.
Is it?
That's Fox Sports. Yeah. It's just they only do the NFL and I think hockey at 3 a.m. or something.
Interesting.
But. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pro, Menace, Sly,
Y'all.
Ark, Acid, Taco, Yurt. You going to give her a yurt?
Yurt.
That's acceptable, I guess. But hey, how you doing out there? It's Super Bowl Sunday. It is the Sunday that the Super Bowl is played, and I do believe in several hours from now the Super Bowl will be played on this Sunday.
It is today, which is Sunday.
Yes.
And also football exists. Yep.
Somehow you made me being not excited about it somehow even less exciting.
That was the goal.
That was incredible. How hyped are you right now for the Super Bowl, man?
Oh, like 1,000%, man. My team's in it. Oh, could have fucked shit up. Get that sixth fucking Infinity Stone, man.
There's an Infinity Stone meme now about Tom Brady. Yeah. Are you kidding me, dude? Also,
he's
hi,
going
Taylor.
For
sorry.
The sixth Infinity Stone. The sixth Super Bowl ring, man.
Did you know that if Tom Brady loses today?
God, that was a lot of energy.
It was. Did you know if Tom Brady loses today that he will be tied for the most losses at a Super Bowl ever? Like, how weird is that?
It would be 5 for 5.
Right. Like,
or 5 for 10.
How weird is it that Tom Brady gets a pass? Because he's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think undisputed. Even the people that hate him
say he's the greatest.
Greatest,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, how insane is that he gets a pass, but LeBron James, he's a choke artist.
Who says he's a choke artist?
I think everyone does. They're
not
all like,
everyone.
Look at the rings. He don't have no infinity gauntlet. But he's lost just
three.
As many finals as Tom Brady has.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have 5 yet.
Yeah, but he's also not 87 years old. Like Tom Brady
is.
You know, he's been in the league a long time, dude.
That's a great point.
He wasted all his energy on the sixth Infinity Stone.
I really did. I need to regain it
for
a second.
So are you actively rooting for the Patriots this afternoon, man?
Oh, totally.
Yeah? You got to wear a shirt and all that?
I don't have a shirt.
Well, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
You probably should get one because they're there a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You got to wear it a lot, so.
I'm going to get one if they win.
Give the man a shot, the shot wheel.
I'm good.
Acid is. She wants us to die.
Yeah.
All right.
I drank last night. It was.
Yeah. Are you? You okay? I sent Colby a Reddit meme at Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah.
For Game of Thrones, and then he replied back immediately. It's like, I don't get it. And I was just like, how do you not get this, man? It's clear. Taylor saw it, and she was like, this is hilarious, which is what I thought as well. And then he replied back to me at 3 a.m. last night, oh, I get it now. This is funny.
No. So, I got it. I sent, I don't get this.
Uh-huh.
When I'm on lunch, I'm driving back home.
Okay.
And mid-drive, I'm like, oh, it was Bron.
Then why did you take till 3 a.m.?
I totally forgot. Well, I take lunch naps.
Yeah, but it's 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah, but I forgot.
It was a Saturday, and it was 3 a.m. There's no lunch, there's no work.
Me and Britt were up, like, for 2.5 hours arguing, like, arguing that I couldn't compare Game of Thrones to Arrow.
Why? They're both on TV.
That was my point.
They're
different
that's apples to apples.
The conversation lasted, I'm not over-exaggerating when I'm saying it lasted 2 hours. 2 hours. And this is from 1 to 3 in the fucking morning. We're both just, like, I guess tired.
Okay.
And then we're just burning off the last energy that we got, going at each other, basically.
So her excuse
as to,
was...
like,
pointing out real long tangents. There were long moments of time when me and her were both just speaking at each other and the other was silent, listening, ready to point out any flaws in what was just said. 2 hours, man.
Why?
It was a great conversation.
Was it? Who won?
I mean, kinda her.
How? Arrow is the same as Game of Thrones.
I mean, we both accepted points on either end, but I think her point won out over mine.
Which was what? Because you expect it to be garbage? It's okay that it's garbage?
A little bit.
Okay.
But she got to a point where she said that it's getting... I mean, some of the arguments was like, I don't get how Game of Thrones for me is still so strong as to my curiosity about it. And like, nothing in the show seems repetitive yet.
Okay.
Yet Arrow feels at like just like formulaic.
Well, that's
here's
a
bad guy.
Is a book.
They beat the bad guy. I think. Next bad guy
has got a lot to do with that.
That was
a book,
one
right?
of her points too. Mm-hmm.
So her points. I mean, her point is summed up that Arrow is bad.
It's more on TV. She was saying HBO is a little different. My point was that like Game of Thrones, if you cut it together, could be like a 10-hour-long movie.
Right, but you could do that with Arrow too. They just chose not to do it.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you could tell.
Why are we having this argument? We gotta stop.
No.
What are we doing? We can't do this
We're
for 2 hours.
This is better. This will spend some time.
You're arguing Britt's point, and I'm arguing yours, and you're sitting here.
No, I'm recapping the argument. I'm saying that my argument was that if you cut Game of Thrones together, no breaks or nothing,
okay.
No previously on,
uh-huh.
It would feel like a continuous
yes.
movie.
Yes.
There would not be like a weird transition between episode
episodic.
To episode.
It's not episodic.
But if you did the same to Arrow, you would definitely be like, this is a new episode.
Arrow is episodic, so there's a start and a beginning to each episode, and an overarching.
It went
plot.
Into Grey's Anatomy, which is her favorite
That's
show.
The same type
I
of
say
thing.
It's fucking shit. She was like, "Oh god," like that just started a whole other can of worms, man. Yeah,
I mean it's the same idea though. It's episodic. Each episode has a distinct ending,
and
it's
that
a distinct
was her
beginning.
Point was I mean,
but
Game
they're
of Thrones
both, but they're the same
is without commercials. Those two are with commercials.
That doesn't
they have
matter.
To compensate for it.
What do you mean compensate?
I think they do.
What do they compensate?
They always have to give that little like cliffhanger like right before a commercial, so you stay for the
you
commercial
don't.
To come
well,
back.
But while Breaking Bad had commercials. Mad Men had commercials.
I still think
here's
it
where
did.
This here's
yeah.
where this argument mm-hmm. falls apart. Mm-hmm. Okay, the argument boils down to the fact that it can be bad because the CW is bad. And so you expect it to be bad because your expectations are there. It falls apart, though, because it doesn't have to be. AMC used to play black and white movies and have trash garbage, and then they had Mad Men, Hell on Wheels, Breaking Bad.
That's literally my argument.
That's the exact same. They,
it
so
doesn't
they chose,
have to be, but
they chose
still
to
choose
not
to
be
do
bad.
That.
Mm-hmm. So you can't compare it, but it could be better, and I feel like if it could be better, then
that
it should be
argument.
Compared. Gavel banged.
Bang, done.
Yes.
Son.
Jury of our peers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got real hot there.
I noticed, man, about a show that I've never seen and a show that I don't remember anything about.
You want to point that fan a little bit over
you
here? Because, God, dude, it's 70 degrees here.
It is hot. It's really
How
hot.
How does that make any sense? 3 days ago, it was negative 10.
Yeah. A week ago, it was negative 10. And now it's 70 degrees. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Out of the 20 episodes of Arrow, cut 10 for a season plot. Yeah.
And that was also
it's
one
like
of
what the
points.
People did with, like, the Hobbit movie. You know, there's mm-hmm. three Hobbits, but someone took it and trimmed it down to 2 movies.
Yeah.
And it made it infinitely better because it got rid of all the filler and crap. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do with these episodic
right.
shows.
Yep.
But the thing is with these episodic shows, there is some give and take there because you get 21 episodes of them. And you
yeah,
get
but they're
eight
not
Game
good
of Thrones.
Episodes. That's what I was saying to her was like, even in Game of Thrones, you
they're
have
not,
an episode where Jamie is Jamie and Brienne. You don't really see much anybody else.
They're not
that is an
meaningful.
Episode. No,
but it doesn't
it's this
mean they're
one
not
bad guy that
good,
comes
yeah.
into the beginning of the episode. They go into his backstory a little bit, like man is bad. Man had wife killed. He wants revenge.
Yes.
Oh, they stop him. Never see that man
that's,
again.
That's every DC
yeah.
bad guy, I feel like. Well, I mean, that happened with Lost. Like, actually
just,
happened.
Yes.
The first 3 seasons had, like, 25 episodes. They were long for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, nope, we're going to cut it to 12. And then now the show is infinitely better than it was the first 3 seasons because they cut out all the filler. doesn't mean Lost was bad the first three seasons. It means it had bad episodes, mm-hmm. like that one with the people who were buried alive and lost the diamonds and all that. That thing was terrible.
There were a couple that were.
But, like, there were still good episodes in the first three seasons.
Yeah.
Again, I'm talking to you. I'm assuming Arrow has good things.
So yeah,
I've never seen it. Don't know.
I thought people loved the beginning of Lost, not the end of it.
People don't understand the end of Lost. I was so triggered, dude. I can't even tell you how triggered I was when Plotino Sunshine said that all the people at the end of Lost were dead. I can't tell you how triggered I am by that.
Why?
Because that's not what happens. And if your brain is this big, that's what you think happens. Man, that they're all
dead.
Aren't
they dead the entire show?
No! Do you think that too?
I thought they were dead the entire show, and it was like they were... I don't get it. Never mind. I don't understand Lost, man. I can't remember it. There's time travel and shit. I don't understand it.
They weren't dead at the end, man.
Okay.
They waited in heaven for each other or whatever, purgatory or whatever.
Doesn't that mean that they're dead, though?
Well, it does in the last episode. They're all dead in that flash sideways. They're dead. But they all lived their whole lives, and then when they died, they went and waited. So the people who died earlier, they waited longer. And then the last person who died shows up, and then they all move on to heaven together. It's a stupid ending. I'm not saying it's a great ending,
but
they're not all dead.
Yeah, no, I remember that. But I thought they were all dead throughout the entirety of the show.
No.
And then
the show all happened. That's why it triggers me. Because, like, you haven't seen it forever. Plotino said he loved it until the end when they figured out they were all dead. And people go, that means the show sucks because that means everything that happened on the island was a lie because they were actually dead the entire time. And it's not. Everything that happened on the island actually happened.
Yeah, but it was, like, different timelines and
they
shit,
they just
man.
Tried to make a tearjerker.
I think in one timeline, the actual reality of this world that you and I live in right now, they died as shit.
No.
But then this magical island created a fucking separate timeline for them where they were on the island. They went back in time.
Well, they
some of them left. Some of them didn't.
Season 4 introduced...
Where have we gone?
Dude, who knows? Who knows? Season 4 introduced time travel.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They introduced the character Desmond,
yes.
who could, because of what happened in
Guy
season
in
2,
hole.
He could basically traverse time without losing his mind.
Okay.
Okay? So they introduced time travel that way, and then in season 5, they messed with the hatch... And it sent some of them back in time. And some of them stayed where they are. And some of them also got rescued.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everyone started to get confused.
Yep.
Because some things were happening on the island in current time. Some things were happening on the island 30 years before. And some things were happening off the island at any moment in the future. Because some people's timelines could be in 2030. Some people's timelines could be in 2006. Some people's timelines could be in 2015. But they're all still living. So the person who lived in 2030, they lived through all those 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't show it until it was important. And then in season 6... They realize that, oh, we haven't done anything. We just introduced a whole bunch of new complicated stuff, and now we got to end it immediately. And so then what they did is in the last half of season 6, they just showed all the flash sideways of people who were dead. The afterlife mm-hmm. was all of the flash sideways of the afterlife. But everything on the island was still happening in current time. But the entire flash sideways culminated at the end when they were all dead. But they had all lived their lives. They were just being collected in the flash side. It's not good.
I think you
but
broke
it,
my
it
brain.
But it makes sense, but it's not good. And the point is...
What did I do?
He triggered me.
What did I do?
I don't know.
32. What did I do?
I don't know how you could do anything. You haven't talked to him in 6 months.
I know. I don't know.
I don't know how you could do anything. All right. Sorry. Chad, I'm not ignoring
Lost
you.
Get you going, man.
It's just they were never alive. It's a figment of your imagination. Isn't that everything?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, what is alive?
And what is reality?
I mean, technically, everything I see doesn't exist in what I'm seeing it because there is a time change between when it happens and when my brain processes it, however slight it is. You know? And, like, when I reach out...
Yeah, God damn it.
And I touch Colby, I'm not actually touching him because two molecules can't intersect. So I'm, like, touching him, but I'm not. Like, is reality real?
I think that's a whole bunch of bullshit. I think we're in a simulation, man. Some motherfucker coded the feeling of touch, and then they're like, oh, they're getting weird about it. Let's introduce...
You know what's really weird? Okay? Like,
I don't know.
If we're in a simulation, all right, and everyone goes, Follow me here.
Gotcha.
So Christians believe, it's a blanket statement, that God created the earth roughly 6,000 years ago. Okay?
Yeah.
And now scientists believe that that can't be true because they can dig up dirt, carbon date it, and be like, this is how old it is, this is how the earth was formed, and we're pretty certain about it.
Yep.
Okay? I would say, from a unbiased standpoint, they are more certain of that than Christians are about God, I would say. Okay? So, that's the prelude. If we live in a simulation like Elon Musk says, all of that carbon dating and stuff is still made up. It's just provided by the simulation.
Yeah.
Why don't woke Christians adopt that and be like, this is a simulation created by God? And he did create the simulation 6,000 years ago. And it's simulating all these old things.
Oh, shit.
But it was still programmed 6,000 years ago, and he gave us the code book. And only those who are true...
You know, that sounded real dumb for a hot second, but now, yeah.
Why don't they adopt that, dude? I feel like we could start a church off that, and we could dodge taxes forever.
We absolutely could.
And we really don't have to do any work.
Yeah.
Because... it's still, we could still just steal whatever Christians do and steal whatever scientists do and just be like, science simulation.
Yeah.
Let's call it simul science.
Simulation. Ooh, science. Nope, that's too close too hard. To Scientology.
It is. We can't have science anywhere near it, right?
Yeah.
Can't have it. Woke Christians is not an oxymoron.
Cthulhu, man. Whoa, whoa. We gotta involve Cthulhu somehow.
You can't talk that way at our church, acid, all right?
You gotta involve Cthulhu.
Why? Isn't he a sea monster?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why we have to involve him.
I thought
him
he
at
was
all.
The one that came out of a volcano that inspired the guy who wrote Scientology.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what's his name?
L. Ron Hubbard.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. If some kind of MIB agent knocks on your door, it was nice knowing you. You have cracked the code. Get in the vehicle.
Yeah.
By the way, I went and saw Free Solo last night.
Oh, did you? I want to see
the
that.
The IMAX. Yeah. It was really, really good. Okay.
Was it good?
It was good.
Yeah.
Here, the movie, I could talk about it, but people wouldn't care. Here's what people care about, all right? There was a Men in Black trailer before it, and it actually looked good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was blown away because that first trailer we watched, we had to mute it, first of all, to even make it watchable.
Yeah,
and then it still wasn't that watchable. The second trailer was much better.
Really?
Did you know it takes place in England?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything to do with the
That's
American
why it's
MIB.
International.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And did you know that Valkyrie?
That's why they're playing London Bridge, man.
I couldn't hear that song. All I hear when I hear that is you deafening me 20 years ago. And did you know that the Valkyrie isn't an MIB agent? She kind of cracks the code and figures out MIB exists and works her way into the MIB.
I did see
like, it's
this
such
trailer
a better
you're talking
trailer.
About. What? Which one? We went and saw. I think it was Into the Spider-Verse, and they played that.
Yeah,
that
it was such
more
a better
expanded
trailer.
One.
Also, while I'm an idiot, Godzilla King of the Monsters trailer played. That also looks awesome. I kind of want to see that movie now.
That's like a Transformers.
Yeah, that's all it is, but it's just big monsters.
I mean,
dude, I lost it when Mothra just comes up and it's like. You know, I was just like, oh my god, dude, Mothra's gonna be in it. It's a stupid moth, and they're gonna spend millions of dollars making a moth destroy Washington, D.C. How can you not respect that type of money wastefulness? I gotta go see that movie.
The fucking last Transformers took like a big, like half planet.
Right.
And drug it across the earth.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy fucking see.
I think I got a little bit. Of what you like about those movies from that Godzilla. Because literally, I just started thinking about it. Millie Bobby Brown is in it, the girl, the 11-year-old girl from Stranger Things.
Oh, is that who
And
that
she
was?
Literally, in the entire trailer, is in like a tiny little house with her feet up on the desk, just talking into a microphone the entire time. Mm-hmm. That's the whole trailer. I assume that's what she does the entire movie. Which means that whole movie is going to be that Millie Bobby Brown in a room narrating, four senators and generals discussing the monsters in a room, and then... 2 hours of monsters blowing up stuff.
If it's that, then yeah, it'll be great.
How
I mean,
that
that's where Godzilla kind of went flawed was because it's only like the last 20 minutes.
Right.
Really
this is
Godzilla.
Just going to be 800 monsters. Like, there's a Hydra. There's like a giant alligator. There's a Mothman. And then Godzilla's in it. And they're destroying Washington, D.C. And somehow Senate is still in session. I don't understand how that works.
Also, that Asian man's still around.
Yeah.
Saying that Godzilla
yeah.
will fight for us.
Are you saying that Godzilla should be our pet? No. I am sane. I am a Nietzsche. And we will be his.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. 32, Bring Me the Horizon. Thumbs up, man. New albums, fantastic. Also, their last album, fantastic. Who else? Taylor. I heard that Bumblebee was good.
It got a sequel.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm very curious as to how good that is.
Can I also show you the third trailer that played that is going to be my movie of the year?
Oh, is it Hobbs and Shaw? Because that's
no,
out.
But I've got that pulled up. We can watch that one.
Okay.
I think it's...
I watched it. It's ridiculous. Antarctica. So is Bumblebee Michael Bay? I have no idea.
No.
No?
To the deadly leopard seal.
Ooh.
The mighty killer whale. And Steve.
Thunder. Look at this trailer, man. Thunder. Feel the thunder. Dude, look at Steve.
Stands out from the crowd. Thunder. Feel the thunder. He's looking for love. Just a young
gun with a quick view. What
he likes long walks on the beach.
This is a movie about Steve, dude!
And collecting rocks.
You ever want to be a penguin?
Yeah, after watching this, I do.
Right?
He's found his man.
Look, dude, he found his wife, man! Steve's so happy!
But when his other half leaves him alone with the kids...
Fuck, do they get this footage, man?
This can't be the same penguin, right?
...is more than he bargained for.
Like, now he's running around with his
like
kids?
Like that goddamn macro shot of the baby coming out of the egg? That's bullshit.
Nature invites you to join an extraordinary...
Also, how many movies are we going to do about fucking penguins?
Dude, I don't know, but this is peak penguin.
There's no other cute animals out there that can get a fucking documentary movie about them?
In stunning places...
Also, fuck lion seals for eating penguins.
Right?
I didn't know that.
Disney Nature's Penguins.
Look at that, dude.
Day 2019.
I'm definitely going to see that movie, all right? There's no chance I don't go see penguins.
Train fight scene, Captain
there's
Marvel?
No chance.
What was that?
What?
Train fight scene, man. Did they release the entire train
fight
scene?
There is a scene from Captain Marvel. I'm not watching it, but I think it is there. Yeah, I saw the trailer for New Pet Cemetery, and I died inside. Is that going to be a movie, or is that a Netflix? I always feel like those are Netflix now.
I don't know.
Disney can't do anything. Lion seals are just big boys who are hungry. Love them. I mean, they are birds. Penguins are just birds. I mean, it's no different than a hawk eating
Dude,
like
don't
a pigeon.
Eat a penguin.
But like, how upset would these producers be if they followed Steve
and he got eaten
for 6 years, and then the lion seal just goes?
He'd be
you know?
Real pissed, man.
You think there's a guy with a rifle just trained on Steve at all times? Someone gets too close,
it might.
Pop, and I got to protect Steve.
Yeah, man.
Steve has got the Secret Service.
Don't let him poach.
Watch
him.
It out. But that, how do they? Okay, that I can't wait to see that movie. That's going to be the best love story of 2019 right there, man. It's
man.
It's literally Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, and the Steve movie. Those are the ones I'm looking forward to this year, man.
Steve.
It's just Steve the Penguin. Mm-hmm. He's got his kids. He's tracking down his wife. What's not to love, dude? He's dodging seals. Yeah. He wants his rock collection to be the best. You know?
While we're on movies, let's watch this goddamn Hobbs bitch.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous, man.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched
it. I heard the spoiler.
Indeed, I'm with the future of the planet.
Oh, they're just going to start off with it, huh?
I'm the necessary shock to the system. I am human.
We've had so many shocks to the system.
Bulletproof. Superhuman.
Who the hell are you?
Bad guy.
The mission has been compromised.
It looks so goddamn ridiculous. Like, now there are actual superheroes.
Yes!
In this franchise.
Is that because the only people who could beat The Rock is a superhero?
He's a ghost. We're gonna need the best trackers in the business. Luke Hobbs.
I'm what you call an ice cold can of whoop ass.
Career lawman. Always gets his guy.
Did that just happen?
They're gonna need to operate outside the system.
Like they have to
Deckard
know,
Shaw.
Right?
I'm what you might call a champagne problem.
rogue former MI6 agent.
It's just so dumb.
Well, with others. If we stand a chance against Brixton, you guys have to work together.
No way.
This guy's a real ass.
Dude, he spins that truck like in a 360, hitting like three other trucks out of the way.
Look at you. I'm trying to save the world, which, for the record, will be my fourth time. Because I'm really good at it.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
I forgot he was in the movie. I honestly forgot what we were doing.
You want a war? You've got one.
It's just so crazy to me.
Remember me?
That this has the budget it has.
Oh, man. This movie looks like it knows what it is, though.
Shocks will kill a man.
There we go. It's a bad guy's feet.
You had to open your big mouth, didn't you, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool thing to say in the moment.
That movie is going to be amazing for me to get super drunk and watch.
Yes.
That's what that movie is. That's the only way I'm going to digest that movie. Why did they give him superpowers?
Because why not?
Why...
They had to step it up from some guy who can just drive cars good.
Did they?
I guess. They've done it five other times.
I feel like people would say, I want some chest hair just grew on me right after watching that, dude. I don't know. I feel bad for Jason Statham. He looks like a little boy in that movie compared to the men in that movie. And it's... Like, he's the transporter dude. Like, he is a manly man, and he looks like he's, like, lucky to get a paycheck to be in that movie. I mean, that's got to be a blow to your self-esteem to watch that trailer and be like, wow, I'm not The Rock anymore. Like, he used to be, and then The Rock showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, when you're 5'8", or whatever he is, I mean, you're not really comparing to a 6'2".
I think The Rock is bigger wide than Jason Statham is tall.
I mean, maybe.
And then Idris Elba's just the sexiest man alive. It's just existent, you know? Mm-hmm. How does he turn down being Heimdall, but he's, like, okay with that?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
I really don't
know. I want to do good movies now. I do. Hobbs and Shaw, it is. Let's do that. Superpower me up, laddie, papa.
That's a great British right there, man.
Dude, I just...
Yeah, that
wow,
exists.
That's a movie right there.
You knew it. You knew it was going to be that.
Not everybody
from the announcement
could be number one.
Of the name.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't expect Idris Elba to have superpowers.
I didn't either.
Seems unnecessary.
It does
for him to have superpowers. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. And then he has superpowers, and then he resorts to fucking shocking them. Like, can't you just punch him real hard in the face?
Yeah. I feel like he could.
Twist his arm.
I mean, I assume he's going to have to get punched, right?
Yeah, how the fuck are they going
to
beat him?
Right,
they're not going to fight him.
They can't shoot him.
I mean, the whole point of this movie is for the fighting. But yeah, you can't fight a superhuman.
Put him into
acid. So yeah, you just got to shoot him a lot.
No, he's bulletproof. That was the first thing you said.
Got to send him into space.
Nah, that could work. And then he could come back at some point. You know, he's Luke Cage. How do you beat Luke Cage?
It's ridiculous, man.
Doesn't make any sense. So Bungus' little brother just called. His family owns a farm, and they cold-killed two calves and a steer. So I said, I love veal. Eat them.
Okay. I thought veal was deer.
Veal, no, that's venison. Veal is a tiny little baby cow.
Oh, well, that's rude.
I know, it's mean, but you know what? They love to eat, so let them eat, dude. It's fine, whatever. As long as they're not eating Steve.
I love penguin. I am a lion seal.
I love penguin. You think we could eat penguin?
Yeah.
I bet we could order it, right? Special sure, order yeah. Penguin? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet we could. You know? I bet we could. So the only other thing I have for us to watch is all of the Super Bowl ads. And we don't need to watch them. In fact, I feel like maybe we should watch them Thursday or even next Sunday. But they're all out. Like, I don't get why. Like, they're all here. M&M's, Doritos, Pringles, Pepsi, Verizon, Planters Peanuts, Skittles, Avocados, Burger King, Michelob, Amazon, like Walmart, like all of the ads are already out. Like, the game is not for 2 hours.
There's a fucking lot.
And all of them are out. Like, I would get, like, if, like, one or two were out. But this, it's, I'm still scrolling on this page. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. There's 37 commercials on this page.
That's a lot.
And so if they're all 30 seconds, which I assume some of them are a minute, mm-hmm. like that's it's like 20 to 30 minutes of commercials already released before the Super Bowl comes out.
Yeah.
Like, why would you pay $7 million and then put out your ad a week ahead of time? Listen, Acid, I'm proud of my counting.
And now on Seth and Colby, Seth counts.
Do you want to watch any of these, man?
No.
How about this one? This one's supposed to be enraging.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Likewise.
Please, Cosmopolitan.
Nope. Tonight, I'll have a Stella Artois.
It's the Sex and the City lady. It's not funny. Not laughing.
You're Stella, please. Thank you. Thanks. Ooh.
Is that Jeff Bridges?
Yep. That's the dude.
Why, right, huh? Wait, Russian? No, Gary, give me a Stella Artois.
Artois? You got me with that one.
Good choice.
Well, changing can do a little good. Dude abides.
Hello.
People wow. are.
I'm just glad it wasn't political or sexist or anything like that.
Like,
man.
How much money do they spend to get Sarah Jessica Parker to come back and do Carrie from Sex and the City mm-hmm. and Jeff Bridges to come back and do the dude and then get it on the Super Bowl?
And then you had to pay the rights for both of them.
And no one actually wants Stella. Like, you drink.
Acid does.
You drink Stella. Like, well, I was about to say that. She says, I haven't loved Stella Artois. Like, Chris's mom loves Stella.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that like Stella, and then there's everybody else. Mm. Like, are you going to go drink a Stella because the dude drinks it? No. You know, you're going to drink Miller Lite.
Dude, I haven't drank beer in like 2.5 weeks.
Well, yeah, but if you did, wouldn't you get a Miller Lite?
I'm drinking today. That's okay. The last.
Drink a Stella, man.
It's the last beer I'm going to be drinking for the Super Bowl. I'm so pumped.
Okay, you want to watch Olay? What about Doritos? Chance the Rapper, by the way, in this Doritos
skip.
Ad. Okay, Pepsi. Cardi B's in it.
Yeah, let's watch this shit show. I love anything she's in, man. It's so crazy. And
okay, this is just a teaser. That's just a teaser, okay? That's a little better. A little better. Kia, that one's going to... You think this one's going to do...
That
one
looks...
That's going to be a hard puller, right?
No, I think that's more... I think that's more,
Right now, companies everywhere are choosing celebrity endorsers for their big game ad. Millions will be paid.
It also really makes me angry whenever they say the big game, because they can't say Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's so... It makes me so angry. It just takes me out of the moment, anyway.
Just like any other year. But what if it wasn't? What if a few of those celebrity paychecks got set aside to help unfamous people? What if this year, in some way, it was about the rest of us?
We're great unknowns.
That's
dude.
Horrible. And you know what's really sad is I actually, like, I'm thinking about getting a new car.
Is that Bobby Hill?
Right? Kid was unnecessarily country. I'm thinking about getting a new car, and Kias are really good right now.
I hear that, yeah.
I don't want to get one now.
Here's the thing. These ads that are like, I think it was Budweiser last year, We're like, we sent $250,000 to the residents of Flint to help them get clean drinking water.
Yeah.
But their ad cost $6
million. Yeah, like that one. Like, so what? You didn't pay for celebrities. Don't pay for a fucking Super Bowl ad.
Right, you still paid $7 million.
It's unbelievable that they don't know that we know how much you spent on these ads. Stop being high on your horse saying you're saving money when you're spending millions.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Colby, confirm for me. Are we stupid? Me and you?
Yes.
Okay, if we're stupid and we know that did cost money, then I would have to assume the average American also knows.
Yes.
So who are they trying to fool?
No one. Well, everyone, but they're idiots. I don't get who approved that message.
M&M's?
Do the Pringles one.
You do Pringles? All right. I don't know why you're picking what you're picking.
I cannot taste Pringles. I can only order them.
Teaser. It's a teaser. It's not going to be good. We don't care. No. Is that Michael Bublé?
That's Bublé, yeah.
Because for bubbly water. Okay. Verizon's going to be terrible. I already know.
Yeah.
Okay. Planters Peanuts. All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
It looks like
the
peanut mobile's going crazy here, dude. Nut emergency, it said. They should have put Hobbs and Shaw in this.
Right?
That would have been great, dude.
When people think I'm nuts.
Oh, God.
Is that Charlie Sheen?
That's Charlie fucking Sheen, man. Oh, Christ.
Always there in crunch.
Is that guy famous?
No, no.
He kind of looks like A-Rod, didn't he?
A little bit.
Am I crazy for thinking he kind of looked like A-Rod? Skittles, dude. Skittles and musical. Pass. Burger King. A pass.
You pick one, man. I picked the last
two. Dude, I don't want to watch any. Let's watch this Harrison Ford one. It's a minute and a half.
Reheat pasta? Reheat.
Okay, so if a 30-second ad's 7 minutes, a minute and a half is three of those, right? So this is $21 million plus they paid Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pasta. It's cool, right?
That is.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys put Alexa in the microwave.
So. Yeah.
I'm proud
of putting
her
in a lot of stuff now. But trust me, there are a lot of fails.
Like what?
Like.
Alexa, play my podcast.
Oh my fucking God.
Did that surprise
you? I like that. It's pretty good. It's in his mouth.
Bart seems exciting.
We made an Alexa dog collar. Four dogs.
Ordering dog food. Ordering dog food.
You can bark all you want. I'm not paying for any more dog food.
Ordering gravy. Ordering sausages.
Hey, you better cancel that order.
Let's a hot tub.
That's pretty good. Set. You hear the Ford chase this dog?
Use it. Okay.
Is that the lady from Parks and Rec?
I think that's the girls' TV show. Or go,
Broad City?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
The incident.
Wait, that was you guys.
I don't know, was it?
Ed paid for Queen.
Powering down. Powering up. Powering down. Powering
she says up. She's doing it, but I don't see anything to you. Holy.
Don't stop me now.
I'm not talking to you.
Cause I'm having a good time.
That's pretty good, dude. I like that one with the stupid
Jesus
dog,
Christ,
dude.
Man.
Hey, you want to know something horrible that happened in my family this week? So my sister's fiance works at Best Buy, and Harrison Ford came in Friday.
No, he didn't.
And bought an iPad.
No, he fucking didn't.
From him.
No, he didn't.
And he didn't ask him any questions. Nothing.
He did not.
He did.
That's bullshit.
He said his hair was longer. That's the only detail we got. It's the most exciting thing to happen to my family in 15 years. And he blew it.
That didn't happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
It happened. Why would he lie about that?
That didn't happen. I was this close to buying an iPad last night.
Oh, are you Harrison Ford?
I could have been confused. Where does he work? Which one?
The one over here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Not the one where we went. Britt got an Apple Watch last night.
Didn't you go to the one in Newmarket?
Yeah.
God, you're so fancy. Literally the one as close as Colby's house is a mile away. And he drove 4 miles away.
It was an adventure, man.
Why?
Well, we went to the one over here.
Okay.
And then she asked a whole bunch of questions. She was trying to get it on a payment plan where you can pay on it.
Right,
monthly.
You have to get cellular, though, to do that. Yeah.
And so she was like, all right, well, I'm not doing that. So we left. And then she was like, let's try a Verizon store. So then we go to a Verizon store, and they're like, it's 10 minutes to close at this Verizon store. We walk in. She's like, yeah, I'd like to get an iPod or an iWatch. And this dude was not having it.
They're open!
Like, yeah.
Do your job!
He was like, "We don't carry them. We don't carry it. We don't have iWatch."
Is he in front of a table like doing this?
He was
like,
sitting
we don't have these.
Down, and he was like, he wasn't getting up.
Okay,
he was done.
All right.
So she got real mad, and then we went back to Best Buy, and she just outright bought it. But
just put it on cellular.
It was
man.
Fuck. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Just put it on cellular.
Yeah, she was real mad about.
Why don't
that
you get
Verizon
it on cellular?
Guy.
I would be too. You're open. Stay open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would flip tables over. He probably wouldn't get up to pick him up, though. He wouldn't care. He'd be like, I'm on, I'm working.
If you flipped the one he was on, and one, it would be heavy.
Yeah.
And two, it would land on him.
Why wouldn't she get the one with cellular?
She got the one with cellular. She just didn't want to get it with a plan.
Wait, how does it? Then how does it work? You have to have a plan for the cellular.
No, Bluetooth.
Work.
Yeah, but it's right now she's just using it for.
Oh, so she got, so she may do the plan later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get one with cellular. Just because, like, I don't want to carry my phone with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. And then, like, I hate bringing my phone when I run. Oh, I hate it.
Well, I'm really worried. Like, I think about it. Like, Chris has an old Apple Watch. She has the one.
Yeah.
And so we thought about, like, getting another one for her and then just doing the payment plan. Because unlike you, we just can't buy one outright.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like, thought about doing the payment plan. And I thought, like, so if she's exercising and she wants to listen to music, it's going to stream over LTE.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to use data.
Yes.
And, like, so, like, it's actually not only adding a line, there's also probably updating the data for
Do
the phone plan.
Do you not have
unlimited?
And,
no. It's like 4 gigs a month.
That's low.
Yeah, it's low.
That's real bad.
Yeah.
You should get on unlimited because they're kind of cheap now.
We might have to go ask.
Because everybody, yeah. I'm on my parents still, and they had a 10 gigabyte plan. The last time we went in to upgrade my phone, he was like, you might as well go to the unlimited. It's actually going to save you $20 a month.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like we don't ever change.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I would look into it because, yeah, they're really...
We might go do
who
that.
Who do you have now? You still have AT&T?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about AT&T, but Verizon. Because T-Mobile did it. And then they saw a lot of people coming over to T-Mobile. So they were like, fuck, we got to do it again.
Well, thank God for T-Mobile.
Yeah,
competition, man.
Right?
Have we just started? No, we started 42 minutes ago, Sam. It's the same time every Sunday.
Yeah, you missed out.
Just put it in your phone, you know.
I went crazy. Any more ads that we want to watch?
I went with unlimited because Trevor kept going over. I mean,
yeah,
we don't use our 4 gigs. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know, so we don't really need it that often. But
yeah, apparently streaming music,
you got to turn the quality down a lot, man.
Yeah, fuck that.
You want to watch this one with Jason Bateman?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like Jason Bateman. This is really beneath him, right?
Mm-hmm. Hello, folks. What floor?
Oh, we're car shopping.
Ah, you're going down. Way down. This floor, root canal.
Oh, this is bad.
This is terrible.
This stopped jury duty. Remember, innocent until proven.
Root canal, worse than jury duty, for the record. Right.
We all agree.
Jury duty is mostly sitting there.
Okay, 6 hour flight, middle seat.
Okay, that's
who's
pretty
got vitamin
bad.
C? This floor, the top.
Your body's changing. My body changed. Even grandma's body.
Vegan dinner party, is that even a thing?
We're having beet loaf, Sergio's specialty.
Why, thank you.
I like anything that makes fun of vegans.
Car shopping, off you go.
No, sorry, we're getting a Hyundai.
Yeah, we used Shopper Assurance. It was really easy.
Hyundai, going up.
Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Transparent pricing, streamlined purchase.
I mean, they paid Jason Bateman to be a bellhop.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
I want to be so famous that I could just stand, say 15 lines, and cash a check for $5 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, he bought a home with that.
Mm-hmm. You could, for sure. Yeah. That's depressing as fuck.
That is, isn't it? I've heard that, acid, but you know what? He laughs all the way to the bank, so what's it matter? You know, so is Colby, for the record.
I mean,
would like to point that out.
Definitely not the Tony Robo one.
Okay.
What the hell's Havana or whatever?
That's a new TV show. I don't want to watch that.
I've seen the Michelob one.
Okay, I don't want to watch that either. Yellowtail, Fair Fight Action, TurboTax, Mercedes-Benz, WeatherTech. There's a dog in there. Do you know that there's bets in Vegas whether or not how many dogs there'll be in commercials this year. Like,
it
depends
on everything.
I think it was under over five if there's going to be more than five or less than five dogs commercials. I think you got to take the over easily. I mean, there's three on this page.
Yeah. Yep.
Microsoft, dude.
Eh.
Sprint. I mean, there's a llama or something in this one. Pampers. Audi. I don't know, man. I mean, I guess.
They're all bad. They're all going to be real bad.
Skip to the wings. There's one with chicken wings you saw? I didn't see the chicken
wings.
Where's
the wings?
I don't see Bumble. You help me look, Colby, because I'm blind. Wings. There's Pringles. I don't see no wings.
Is that wings?
Oh, are you talking about this one, Acid?
I don't think that's wings.
That's not wings. And I feel like I would see chicken wings because Daddy loves his chicken. Yeah, I don't see no chicken wings. Oh, I don't think. What oh, you're talking about this? That's an ad, Acid. Come on.
Oh Lord.
But yeah, dude. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of excited for the Super Bowl, but at the same time, it's like if there's an Avengers ad, I'm excited. Okay. They're supposed to play "Sweet Victory." The SpongeBob song that they played. Remember when they went up to the surface once? They're supposed to play that during the halftime show today. If that actually happens, that might be the greatest thing to ever happen in humanity. You know, it might be the end of World War II, and that moment might be our greatest modern achievements. There's also supposed to be a commercial with PewDiePie, and there's supposed to be and Tim the Tap Man is guaranteed to be in a commercial with Ninja.
Really?
Yes. Right before halftime.
No, there's no way that PewDiePie thing.
You don't think so?
No.
Is that a meme?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope he loses the T-Series.
Oh, he will.
He might have already lost.
I mean,
like, I looked yesterday
close.
And it was like 60K separated.
Very close.
So, see, Sam says it's real.
It's totally not real.
Might be real. I don't think there's going to be a Game of Thrones
ad. No.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Who's it? Mr. Beast, I think, is the YouTuber that has been, like, the most big spender.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is, like, helping promote him, too. Here. $100,000.
Wow. That's stupid.
Dude, why does it matter? You know?
Oh, at this point, it definitely doesn't.
I mean, why does it? Who cares? You know? Yeah, he's got 83 million subs. Like, I think that's enough, you know?
Yeah, he went up 20 million. 20? 20 million
right.
subs
well,
in like 3 months.
And like, people are saying that like T-Series is bots. I don't think it's bots.
No, it's
India.
Well, it's India. And everybody who ever signs up for a YouTube account basically automatically, like, you know how it recommends you all these
right.
lists? They just click subscribe to
well,
all
yeah,
there.
But PewDiePie's
and
the same, too.
Is on. No, not anymore.
I'm sure he is for
not
most
anymore.
New YouTube accounts.
No.
You YouTube, don't think so?
No, he's not. No.
He makes more money for them than any other person on YouTube. You don't think they're recommending him?
Mm-mm. They don't like him.
But we'll find out, dude. I don't know how to. Yeah, he has to be. He is YouTube.
Yeah, but they don't endorse him anymore.
I bet they do.
Not since the whole Nazi shit.
I bet they still run ads. That's an endorsement.
Maybe. Yeah, but he's had to re-upload multiple videos over the course of
well, that's
getting
every YouTube creator ever, though.
Yes.
Here's
but
the
if
thing.
He is YouTube, how the fuck did Logan Paul get a goddamn suicide video on YouTube without it being like, oh, this is...
Well, that got taken down, too.
A little, yeah, only after people were like... Oh, only after it was on the fucking trending page!
Yeah, but that's automated. You do realize you sound
not
like
PewDiePie
a madman...
PewDiePie's not on there.
...right now, because the only way you would see PewDiePie's controversial content is if it was also on YouTube at one point. It's not like PewDiePie came to your house and be like, look at what YouTube wouldn't let me show you. Like, Logan Paul got up and then got taken down. PewDiePie's stuff got up and then got taken down. Like, it's the same exact concept.
Nope.
You just hate one more than the other, so
nope.
you're biased.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
No. Nope.
That's how it works.
You're wrong.
Which should make us mad is that I tried to put up our Seth and Colby intro up onto YouTube and it's blocked in all countries.
Dude, I've gotten copyrights
just
on all
would
my...
have ripped YouTube up! Oh!
I have, like, part of a snippet of an instrumental part of an Asking Alexandria song as the intro... to some of my drum cover videos on my YouTubes, and that got copyrighted.
Okay.
I got notices.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. I think Irrational, Ren's girlfriend, was talking about this site, which is Vanillo.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't gonna work.
No.
Like, there's so many of these, you know? Like, No one's going to beat YouTube. There's just too many.
Yeah.
Too many YouTubes. All right? But one day, when we're big and famous, we're going to be popular because we shat on YouTube early, dude. Mm. We got off YouTube early.
I mean, not that early, but yeah.
It was early for us. We could use YouTube views. No. Yeah, we could.
No.
Yeah.
We wouldn't get them.
Why such a downer, man?
Because
people like our show.
Yeah, but they're okay. Here now. They're not watching it later.
Well, they might be, but there is no later.
Wouldn't happen.
We could just talk about how trash Blue Planet is. We'd get lots of interaction.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd work great.
That killed us.
But yeah, there's nothing on YouTube. I mean, there's no competitor to YouTube. No. It's not at all. Like, I mean, Twitch is technically a YouTube competitor. But Twitch cares so little about taking over YouTube that they don't even really advertise their YouTube competitor. And I don't blame them, because why would you try? Why would you dedicate money to that, you know?
I don't know.
To be fair, I would stop watching you if you went big, no offense. I mean, that's just mean.
That is rude.
That is mean. Like, people,
we wouldn't talk to him if
people,
we were big.
Why?
Because
why do people
too
assume
many
that?
Other people.
And then up your chat content, dude. Be a better chatter. I don't understand why people think that we... Here's why I don't like that sentiment. Because it assumes that I'm talking to you now because you exist and not because I like you. Like, I don't ban everyone from chat like this the second they say something I don't want to deal with. Like, if you're here now... And I talk to you, I will talk to you in 6 months, talk to you in 6 years, because your content's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, because we're big now, we don't talk to chat. Like, we...
I don't think you've experienced the level of success to where you just can't. That's just too much work. You just can't. That would be the only
That's
thing you do.
That's what mods are for, man.
That would be the only thing you do.
That's what mods are for.
Is talk to chat nonstop.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, not now, not, yeah, offline, all the time, 24/7, you're asleep, you're talking to chat. Do you talk to people in Discord?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, see, you wouldn't have to do it occasionally, there would be so much shit in there that you'd need responding to, or else some of it would go by the wayside and then saying...
But I don't need them to talk to me at Discord, I need them to talk to me here at chat.
That's
I don't care if you watch, as long as you buy t-shirts, Sam, all right? Buy t-shirts. He already bought t-shirts, so I can't yell at him for not buying a t-shirt. Point is, like, I take offense that people assume that just because we get big, we're ninja now. Like, yeah. I don't like that sentiment that all of a sudden we're big, so we're too good for everybody else. Like something in my head's gonna snap, and I go,
"Yeah,
like,
big is
oh,
not the top.
I'm too
either.
Important for you guys now because I got 20,000 subs. That's not." Not how it's gonna be.
Mark his words.
Do it.
Just watch it happen.
I mean, if it happens, I'll just laugh all the way to the bank. I won't care anyway. But it's not gonna happen.
That's his point. You just basically said exactly what he's saying, that it would happen.
It also implies that he only watches us because he can interact. And by he, I don't mean Sam specifically. I just mean in general.
That I wouldn't watch Ninja stream.
That's insulting to our content.
Why?
Because he should watch because we're funny and entertaining.
We're not.
Without his input.
We're not, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if we did, it should be that way. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know clearly we suck, but which is why we'll never
terrible,
be big. But
yeah, it's fine. It's all good. We're not getting big, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I don't know how many viewers we have now, but however many it is, it's that many too many.
Yeah.
We do better when no one watches. That's it's just, true. I want it, it's just me and Taylor and you.
Oh, yeah.
And Taylor, we ignored at the beginning of the stream.
Did we?
See, you ignored that she got ignored.
I didn't. I talked to her once.
Well, I know. I mean, we've talked to her since.
I talked
like
to her
I said
Bumblebee.
Hi to everybody, and I just totally ignored Taylor, you know?
Yeah.
Can't become fake. We're not smart enough to be fake. We're two big idiots.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no. If you're ever worried about the fact that we're going to go on to Ellen... Like Ninja?
First of all, I would absolutely go on to Ellen.
No.
I absolutely would.
I'd be dropping fucks and shits all over the place.
That's why we'd go, man.
It wouldn't air.
But so?
It wouldn't
We air. Still got to go see Ellen. That'd be sweet.
No.
You know how much I would love to see her control room?
No.
That'd be the best thing ever, dude. I'd we fart can look on her around. Couch, man.
Yeah, sure, yeah. We can go, but yeah, once the show starts,
I don't
we'll
care
just
if it
leave.
Makes air. I just want to go.
We'll just leave.
It's like that YouTube Rewind thing. Like, if I was there for that Korean potluck, I'd be at YouTube Rewind all day, dude. I don't care. You don't have to watch it as long as I'm eating food. And see, that's not fake. That's me being fat. It's a difference. Because I'll still come back here and do this show. Now, if I'm like, no show this week because I got to go do Ellen, that's different.
Why?
I don't know. Just to me, because like, content is king.
Yeah.
And that's how you know that, like, I'll never become fake. Because, like, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the key difference between Ninja and me, is that Ninja does it, got famous, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. He wants to play with his money. I will never have enough money, ever, to make me stop doing this, because I need this. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it.
I'm so confused.
What do you mean? What are you confused about?
Sam. I don't get it.
He's worried that we're going to become too big, and then we're not going to be ourselves anymore. There's no chance of that happening.
No.
We're too dumb to change who we are.
Yeah.
We are physically incapable of trying to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And also, we're not going to get anywhere near
If at anything, the only thing that'll change is we'll try to say less things that can be taken out of context and used against us. But at this point, it's too late. Colby last episode said that Hitler was the most famous serial killer, and that's why he knew his name. But he said it with admiration in his voice.
Yeah, I said he did it the best.
That's what he said. Okay? That should probably stop if we have 200,000 followers.
Fuck it.
That should probably... Yeah, it won't stop. What we'll do is we'll say it, and then we'll get in trouble for it, and then we'll be like, we need you guys to buy some more shirts because we've got lawyers. That's what it'll be.
How are we going to... They're not going to sue us because I said something.
Oh, I don't know. They might.
No, they'll just defame the shit out of us online in, like, headlines and shit, like on Vox and
how what would you do, man, if you woke up one morning and your face was on Vox and they're like, Twitch streamer says Hitler did the best killing? Like, what would you do?
I'd shit my pants. I would honestly shit my pants wherever I was, just right there. I'd change my face. I'd dye my hair. I'd change my name.
My face?
Yeah. I'm not dealing with that.
That would be great, dude.
That'd be horrible.
That'd be good for the show. I mean, terrible for you personally.
Yes!
For the show.
Ruin life.
I
life
would burn
ruining.
My merch.
Life
Let
ruining.
It up. Let the merch on fire, dude. This guy's a Nazi. You just do an image search for Colby, and it's just you photoshopped in a Nazi uniform.
I think we've said Nazi too much for this stream. Yeah, let's not have that happen.
You know what the best part of this is? Not to get too inside baseball, but the best part of this is that it would be very hard for people to defend you, like listeners. Because I could defend you, because I know you.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, I see you outside of this show.
Yeah.
People could defend me. Because I do 40 hours of other content every week.
They could defend
and so they would be like, this guy's not
it.
A Nazi. Because you
joke.
Could tell by watching his other stuff. But they only get 3 hours of you each week.
It was a joke.
And if 10% of each week is Nazi humor,
if
it's going to be tough.
If you understand sarcasm.
Well, if Vox doesn't understand
insincere,
sarcasm.
Then you can fuck right off.
Yeah, but you're still going to poop your pants. And change your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want that
heat. Oh, my God,
I don't want
dude.
That heat, man.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But, that'd be retarded.
But yeah, the only thing that's going to change between this show now and this show successful is that we're not going to be in my son's bedroom anymore, and we're going to have better equipment.
You got a ring on again, man.
Hey, yeah, I do.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Mm. I've been waiting for you to notice it.
I saw it. I see it.
Yeah, I got married yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, chat, you can let them know now.
No, you didn't.
They're all watching today because I said I wanted to see how long the show would take Colby to notice.
Ah.
And so it took
So does that mean I don't have
hour.
To give a speech? Because that's great.
No, you still do.
No.
Yeah, you still do.
That's
yeah.
bullshit.
The wedding is still happening. We're legally married, but we're not. We're still doing everything wedding-wise.
No.
The only people who know that we're married is my family, siblings, Chris's family, siblings, chat, and now you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, look at them all lolling at you.
Get Chris in here and say that.
What do you mean, get Chris in here and say what?
Tell me from her mouth that that's what happened.
I announced
you guys are
it.
Actually married?
Yeah.
Like legally?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not how you're supposed to do it, is it?
Well, no. I got married because I think I'm dying and I need the insurance.
You're not dying.
I don't know that.
You know that.
I don't know that.
You
that's
know.
Part of the problem. I don't know that.
What's wrong?
So we got married early because I was very insistent that we don't, but Chris was like, please, I don't want you to die. And so I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So we got married. We started on Monday. We went and started the paperwork, and then we got married yesterday. A judge came to our house and married me.
No, that did not happen.
That happened, yeah.
You are fucking with me.
I'm not.
The
I am 100%
ever.
Chat witnessed it yesterday.
You.
There's a VOD. Chris and I made the announcement
no.
on chat. Yeah. Taco Truck gave me $100. As a congratulations.
No.
He did.
No.
Yeah. Yes, it is, Taylor. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is, Taylor. That's why Chris made me do it. So. I got legally married before the ceremony. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, well, technically, a lot of people are legally married either before or after the ceremony because the marriage license isn't actually married until it's, like, in the courthouse. Like, signed and documented, so. Yeah, you should read Twitter sometime. Discord.
I don't believe it.
We really kind of did it as a test. Like, all chat was in on it to see like how plugged in with the community
it.
You are.
Well,
I mean,
clearly, not a lot.
I had been promoting all week long, on my stream that there would be an announcement, at the beginning of stream on Saturday, and then here's the video. Like this is a 2-minute clip. So let me just walk you through. Okay, here's the deal. All right, Chris told me not to tell you this way, but I'm going to tell you this way, and it's going to be okay.
It was good. Okay.
All right. So
this is going to be okay.
Many of you know that listen to Seth and Colby that my health has been an issue for me for the past 3-4 months. I've been having panic attacks and I've been having meltdowns.
Just like Twitter video.
I've been really worried mostly about my heart. And I had another one Sunday night into Monday, and it was not fun. And I've just been not doing well. Okay, I've been doing well.
What the fuck,
but I don't
man.
Know what I'm doing well.
I'm pissed.
And someone that has anxiety.
I'm your best friend. You don't talk to me about this
it's
shit.
Not good. So
I'm finding out on a live stream.
Okay, those Twitch people, we got anxiety. So
you're the worst,
Chris. And I, we have officially been married.
It's true.
We are now husband and wife.
As of-
nope.
And I do want a caveat because Chris is like, don't tell him that way. They're going to think we only got married because of insurance and not because we love each other. And that's not the case.
Okay.
We actually got... So this has 76 views, by the way. So so here's what happened. Here's the timeline, man. Monday, I went to the courthouse, got the paperwork started. There's a 3-day waiting period. During Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was still not allowing Chris... to go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris had already called a judge and scheduled it for Saturday morning.
You son of a bitch.
And she's like, you got to call him and cancel because I don't want to do it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And eventually she convinced me that it was actually okay for us to get married. And that was probably Thursday night. And I could have told you Thursday night, but I didn't want to jinx it. We hadn't even told my parents or her parents as of Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Friday, and you could ask stream. I was promoting probably Wednesday onwards. I was like, if I do a stream on Saturday, there may be an announcement. And everyone was like, what does that mean? If you do a stream, there may be. And like, so there was a lot of people who thought we were pregnant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's not no. And so Friday came around. We called the parents. My mom and dad had to be there as witnesses because you had to have 2 physical witnesses. And we did. I want to state for the record. We first thought about this. We thought about asking you and Britt to be the witness.
Mm-hmm.
But it was happening at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. And we didn't want to do that to you. Okay? Also, we weren't sure you'd show up on time. I mean, would you want to be here at 10 o'clock on a Saturday?
If it was for your goddamn wedding.
Also...
Yes!
Also, the wedding is still happening in June. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is
I ain't giving no speech.
You're giving a speech.
I'm going to tell this fucking story.
You should, dude. That'd be great.
God damn.
Look, I gave you content. Look at how nice I am. And then Saturday, we got married at 10 a.m. My parents took me out to lunch. And then I literally got back home at 12:40, clicked go live 10 minutes later, and did that. So, and I didn't want to tell you over text, like, LOL, got married. So, like... I didn't really, and I'm not gonna text you Sunday morning, before, like, come over early, so I can be like, hey, got married, bro. Because then we'd just do this anyway on the show, and we just filled 10 minutes, so.
You son of a bitch.
Also, we've been here before. This is the first show we've done where I've been married.
I was looking through Discord yesterday.
I can't believe you didn't see it. I can't believe it. I put this tweet in there. Like, look at the Discord, dude. Like, if you go to the Z-Swigs channel, it's literally, you know, here. And also, I did add Z-Swigs fans. We live. Come watch. Thanks to everyone who hung out. Thanks for all the congrats. You missed the announcement. Here's the tweet. And, like, congratulations. Bunch of emotes. Congrats. Congrats.
You know what I do with Discord? Swipe, 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 swipe. Next category. Swipe, 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 swipe. Next. Swipe. I think when I met him, actually.
I think I was. Well, I don't think I was.
You made the, or one of.
I don't know when I got engaged the first time. That's so long ago, I honestly don't even remember.
I think from my recollection.
I'll show the ring here in a second, by the way, Sam. Just give me.
I don't know.
I was married for one episode. Our very last episode was the only episode that I was married.
That you were married.
Yes.
But I knew that you were engaged, I think, when I met you. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think
either.
I was there for two of the shows.
I would think so, because it was
one
like
I sat,
September.
Just sat
to,
there and watched.
When did I get married? Was it May? It had to be May, because it was the show. Mm-hmm. I only remember my first wedding in reference to when we did episodes of the show. So, like, I think, yeah, I mean, October to May, I think I would have been engaged the entire time, yeah.
And I can't remember if it was the first episode I was on the show. After we had met, like, a couple times.
Right.
Or if it was the first time when I met you and I sat there and watched the show happen.
Okay. I don't remember.
It was one of the two.
You remember better than me, clearly.
And then I met Matthew and I wanted to fucking run.
God. Oof.
Well, you're a son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, man.
This is great, though. I did not know what I was going to talk
about. You are, besides chat, who I couldn't hide from because I sit here like this, you know, and they'd be like, hey, what's that ring?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though it took you an hour. Chat sharper than you are,
yeah.
You know, but you are the first person that I personally know that isn't family to find out. So,
big old sack of shit. Usernames on the internet knew before I did.
Hey, these are my friends, man. Except for Sam, who said he only likes me because I'm small. But the rest of you are friends. All right. Taylor wasn't there. She didn't find out. She found out through Discord. All right?
Should probably check that.
No.
Every once in a while.
No, this is the one time you miss something that important.
Son of a bitch.
Nothing else will happen. That's
son of a bitch.
That important, so. But yeah, most people were shots fired. Where's the unsay? You fired first, man. I'm just firing back. All right? I'm very sensitive. Ask Taylor how sensitive I am. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's about 600 million. All right?
Okay, I kind of want a shot after that. Jesus.
I mean, like I said, everything is happening the same as before. Like, everything's happening in June like normal. So you're still going to get your two shows off in June. Mm. All right, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You still have to give your speech. Like, we're not, I mean, it's not a secret, but it's not, we're still going to celebrate our anniversary in June. We're still going to do everything like it's June.
Are you getting me a tux?
You don't wear a tux.
No tux?
I'm not wearing a tux.
What are you wearing?
Like a button-up shirt and I think jeans.
What?
Dude.
What the fuck am I wearing?
Something very similar
to
that.
What if I show up in a suit?
Then you'll be really dapper. But I'm not paying for your suit. Okay?
I have a jacket. I'll wear it.
Dude, do it. You'll look weird. Chris may tell you to take it off. I don't care what you do. No.
You're not wearing a suit?
No.
On your wedding?
No.
What's Chris wearing?
Wedding dress.
and you're gonna be in a fucking button-up in jeans?
Yeah, I think
get the fuck out.
I think I'm wearing a gray slacks and a purple, like a light lavender button-up. Okay. I think is what I'm supposed to be
at
dressed
least it's
in.
Fucking
I'm not wearing
slacks.
A tie though. Not wearing a tie.
Wow. Yeah, fuck you, Chris.
You're wearing gray.
Letting him do this.
Why is she here? She was in there sleeping.
Fuck you, Chris. She's in the chat.
I know she's in the chat.
Yeah, she can hear it.
Matt Chino Duke, can we wear blue and orange and fight with our canes?
What?
I knew what you were doing, Menace. I knew what was going on. All right, Colby doesn't know.
I don't.
But yeah, we're not doing anything for
you. I'm apparently very out of the loop on everything.
Oh, my God. I'm not wearing any type of tie. All right, I'm not wearing any type of tie. Also, Bungus, thanks for the congratulations. This is the ring. I showed it yesterday. I would recommend highly that here you want to look
is
at
it.
It
like
you can show
two
it to the
colors.
Me and Chris have matching bands, so it's rose gold on the inside and it's brushed metal on the outside. That's hers looks fancy. Exactly the same. It's just thinner. Mm.
Tungsten.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty fancy.
I don't think it's going to show up nicely because
the one ring.
It doesn't. It doesn't focus on it.
Come on.
No, autofocus is off.
Damn it!
Like I set manual.
Well, you can see the gold and then the silver.
You should go to twitch.tv/zswigs and one of the highlights is the announcement, and it's like 12 minutes of me talking all through, and I show the rings during that and everything. So that's what it is. But hey, Ball and Hobo, good to see you, man. But yeah.
And I'm over here just making you a shirt design, and you got fucking married.
Dude, I felt a little bad about that.
God
damn. Well, to be honest, my first thought was, oh, he's in Discord right now, because you literally sent that to me. Like, look at these timestamps. All right, this one I timestamped 4:44 p.m., and then you sent me this, which is probably the greatest thing I've ever seen at 4:30. Like, literally, I was posting in Discord right as you started posting in Discord.
Wow.
I can't. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. By the way, I don't know how to debut this. It's so good. No, I can't say that. What? Colby made a shirt design for me. That is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's the greatest thing I've ever
what else,
seen.
What else was I just about to say?
I don't know.
I'm over here fucking with Game of Thrones sheets, and you got this big goddamn ball drop.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not like, but we don't want. I mean. It's a big deal, but it's not the big deal because we're still doing everything in June. By the way, we're not going to get to these today. There's no chance we get to these today because I want to end in like now. Got a Super Bowl party, man. Colby's mad we didn't tell him that we were married, babe. That's what he's mad at.
Yeah,
that's what he's mad at. He's mad that it took him an hour to figure it out. He's sitting right next to me.
What the fuck am I looking at your hand
for? Dude, I noticed your bracelet immediately, man.
What bracelet?
The one that you broke on the air, I think. You said the beats? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely fucked.
Sorry.
Man. I don't even know how to continue.
I don't know either. I mean, there's nothing. We just continue like normal. We're just it's the same thing. I'll just let that be a lesson to you, not watching every one of my streams religiously. How dare you? How dare you?
I fucking looked at your stream yesterday to see if you were online, so when I sent you the shirt, I could see your fucking live reaction to it.
I just ended.
Yeah, you were offline!
I had just ended.
Oh, God!
I was cutting the VOD together while you sent that to me.
That close.
You were.
That's crazy.
You were literally probably five minutes past when the stream was on.
I had to add a little more red into that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that was it. That just threw me off. I had to fucking feel dumb. Made me feel dumb.
I'm just glad I was getting worried you weren't ever going to notice. I was approaching the end of the show and I was like, hey, he's not going to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he started doing a little knock-knock of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. How you doing today, man? Is it going good?
You motherfucker. All the chat's just sitting there waiting. And I'm over here talking about fucking Arrow and Game of Thrones. The worst. Oh. I think Britt stopped watching, too, so I'm going to go
home. She doesn't know, yeah.
And I'm going to be like, hey, babe. Fucking craziest shit happened on the show. What a time for you to miss.
That's what happens. You don't watch the entire show, you miss out, dude. You miss a little, you miss a lot. I mean, it's usually not this big, but it's not hyperbole what I'm like. If you don't watch something of the stream, you're going to miss something. And that is not my fault. That's not Colby's fault. That's your fault for not listening and watching harder. Period. I'm glad that you're there for any part that you can be, but it's not our fault if you're not there the whole time.
Oh, she's still there.
She doesn't. She just doesn't care. Oh, Chris says she knows, so she must have texted or something. Yeah.
How the fuck does she know?
She just watched the show.
Oh.
We didn't tell Britt and not you.
Oh, Britt might have been like, congrats or something to Chris.
That'd be my guess, okay. Yeah. Yes, Ballin, I got married.
I'm left out of fucking everything.
Ballin didn't know till just
talking
now.
Talking to yours. Wife? Your wife?
That's my wife, yeah. Yeah.
I hate things like this. I hate news.
I hate news.
I hate change. Ugh.
Sam is hinting heavily that you should get married to Brynn. I'm telling you, don't do it yet. Mm-hmm. Just wait a while.
Oh, I got time.
There's no rush, man.
The ring she wants, I need time.
Also, by the way, it takes 4 days.
4 days?
I literally went to courthouse Monday. If we didn't need to wait the week, we would just Chris wouldn't have to take off work.
Yeah.
We could have been legally married Thursday afternoon. It takes 3 calendar days to get married. I didn't show one form of ID the entire time.
What?
Yeah.
How's that possible? You just gave him your full name?
Yeah, full name, social security number was the only identifying information I had to give them. Chris was never there. Like, I literally could have had Britt stand in as Chris, and it would have worked.
That's crazy.
Like, if Chris was in Hawaii, any female could have stood in and been Chris, and it would have worked. Because the guy didn't check out. Yeah, we just did it in the kitchen. We did it in the dining room. We just put the iPad up on the kitchen counter, and we called Chris's parents, and they watched on FaceTime. My dad and my mom stood in my living room, and the judge just stood around our dining room table and gave the ring exchange, and we were married.
That's fucking bullshit.
It's really actually kind of silly how easy it is. Like, it's
fucking bullshit.
It's very easy. We had to bring birth certificate, Social Security, 2 forms of ID. We didn't do nothing. In that black folder back there is my divorce papers to prove that I'm actually legally divorced. They didn't ask for it. I had paperwork. We had nothing. It's crazy how easy
that
it
is.
That is odd. It's weird, dude. It's very weird. What would happen if you died in that 3 days? Well, you go and you get the paperwork, and you fill out all the stuff, and then they give you a worksheet that asks, like, your nationalities. Like, census stuff is what it looked like, and then, like, your parents' maiden names. And then you have to wait 3 days to return that. So if you died in that 3 days, you just would never get married.
Huh.
And then what happens, you turn that worksheet back in, and then they give you a marriage license that's completely filled out, except for the part where the judge has to say, I was here and I did this. He doesn't. He has to sign it. You don't have to sign it. Your witnesses don't have to sign it. They just all trust that the guy who did it is
that's
not lying.
Fucking
and then
nuts.
You just put it in the mail, and 2 weeks from now, I'll go back to the courthouse, and I'll get a certified copy of the marriage license. Chris is changing her last name. Yes, she will change her last name. And we're not going to live stream the wedding, but we will do a 7 Colby show the next day.
I'll live stream the wedding.
I mean, if you want to, that's fine. I'm just not paying the data bill. It's not like we don't want you guys to watch. I'm just not paying.
Limited data.
Yeah, he's going to give a limited data out at the lake. The middle of nowhere. Good luck with that, dude.
It'll work.
It'll work. All right, sure. Yeah, it was super easy, so. But yeah. No. Yeah, so that was a thing. So yeah, I'm married now. Yeah. Official. And yesterday, I thought about, like, I was hoping, we didn't get to it because we started talking about, guess what we did on this show, we're stupid idiots, we just started rambling about crap that doesn't matter, like Arrow versus Game of Thrones. But I was going to be like, how was your week? And you were going to tell me, and then I'd be like, well, my week was eventful, we did this, got married, did this, and I was going to slip it in there like that, but we never got around to it. So.
I know, I just came in hype, the one time I shouldn't have come in hype, God damn.
That's what you get for bringing content,
me.
Man. So do you need all of our mailing addresses for invitations? Tickets to our wedding are $1,000, and you have to provide your own transportation and your own lodging. We will feed you if you're at the wedding, but everything else is on you. Unless you're actually going to do it, and then you're not invited. Like, I was like, there's like people in my chat that probably would give $1,000 to come, and I'm like, no, don't actually.
Don't actually
do that.
Why not?
because I can't be like, sorry, uncle, you're not invited even though you want to come, but this guy came.
Don't tell him.
He's going to know.
Yeah, and what's he going to do? Be like, who's that fuck? Be like, Chris's cousin.
We didn't invite cousins! We invited parents, siblings, grandparents, end of list!
Jesus Christ.
You and Chris's other bridesmaid are going to be the only non-family there. And you're plus ones. Which Chris's bridesmaid doesn't have right now. Which is very awkward. They just broke up.
Oh, really?
Last weekend. And now Chris is going to have to text him and be like, by the way, we got married. Sorry about your breakup.
Oh, that's not funny, but it's so funny. Oh, shit. Yeah. I'd say I couldn't see that coming, but that would be a
yeah, lie. Yeah, we all knew that would happen, so. You know, oh, whatever. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, so that happened. So, like I said, it's not really... Well, you know, I sent one of the $1,001 checks to Colby.
I will deposit them.
Yes, I have 1,000 checks for $1.
What would they do about that? They'd be like, this is weird, but I mean...
They would have to do it, I would think, right?
I would think.
Yeah. I would think they would have
to do
that.
Couldn't do that through Simple. Simple would be like, whoa.
You just take a picture of each one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. You know, now that I'm thinking about that, if you just took a picture of a check and you just photoshopped the number from 1037 to 1038, took another picture of it, that would be literally the same as cashing two $1 checks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bank fraud, it's illegal, but there would be no difference.
Yeah, I don't think the bank would know. The only way they would know is if the person that you take the checks from
complained,
checked
their, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you thinking of someone who doesn't check their bank often?
He doesn't have that money. Oh, you want to know about him?
Sure, dude.
So while you were married, I was over at Lizzie's dealing with Pinella's dumbass. He comes over after not coming out to the bar. Like, so midnight,
yeah.
He shows up.
Okay.
Finally. We're over at Lizzie's probably for an hour before we're going home.
Okay.
He shows up and he's like, hey, man. I made new friends. I got a whole new crowd now. I'm like, oh, really?
Are these online people?
Who are these? And then he's like, this, like, gaming group.
Yeah, these are his online people.
No.
Oh, no?
I was like, when'd you meet him? He's like, last night.
Okay.
And I'm like, then that's not new friends. You're you just met new people.
They're besties now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he went to the fucking Wichita gaming thing?
Yeah, he asked if I was going to go to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we went to that.
Okay.
Met a couple people.
Did you know Brandon Painter was there, by the way?
No.
Like, I'm not really offended because I'm not, but you know, it's because I'm me, and yeah. I want everyone to love me. I'm a little offended even, like, hey, I'm in Wichita, you know? Yeah.
Do we cut him out of a company?
He doesn't care. You made him a penis logo. That's worse. He's still using that.
That's fine.
He's probably out there at the gaming convention hanging out his dong logos to everybody, and he just... Anyway, yeah, continue. So he's at the gaming convention.
And he just meets a group of people. He says that there's a show on Netflix called Video Game High School.
Okay,
and
I've heard of that.
His situation, he described it as being that show. He met a hot girl, went up and talked to her. She's on the JV esports team for Wichita State. Her boyfriend is the captain of the JV league. And then there's also an Asian guy who's in it.
How do we unpack an Asian character. This?
Dude, I don't know, man.
He met a hot girl who has a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's a part of the group, and they want him to play with them in their league.
We could dedicate a whole show to this.
Dude, it was fucking nuts.
Why are we doing the shortest show of the year today?
With
and
so
we have
the
much content.
That's how our life goes.
I mean... We could talk about this Thursday or next Sunday.
Yeah.
But the problem is that all of this friendship will have dissolved by then, and it will no longer be topical.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be over.
Yeah.
Sound out of sync? I don't think so. It shouldn't be Morris, by the way. Good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Always like seeing Morris. We never see it.
Yeah.
Said the effects used in that show are insane. Watch. I think I've seen some of that.
It's by Freddy. Fred View or whatever, the rocket jump guys from YouTube.
Okay.
I used to watch them all the
Maybe
time.
That's why I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like I've heard of that show at the very least. Hey, Oni, what's up, dude? But yeah, so we should probably end, right?
Yes, I'm fucking done. I can't stand to look at you anymore. Goddamn bitch. Goddamn bitch.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, well, the Super Bowl is today, chat, okay? That's why we're getting offline early, because we got to go watch the Super Bowl. Mm. Even though everyone showed up right now.
Yep. Yep. Probably highest numbers we've had.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure the graph will go like this, and then it'll go offline.
Yep.
That's what'll happen. So, thanks guys, for that.
You guys are great.
Appreciate it. Yep. Uh-huh. So, we're going to go watch Super Bowl. We're going to eat food and do all that stuff. And so, yeah, I guess I'll play the ending music. So, yeah. Yeah, thanks for watching. You've never heard of the Super Bowl? What's it about? You must not be American. America! It's only the biggest television event of the century every year. Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't think that's a century.
The Saints. No, sorry, the Rams versus the Patriots. That was a very good joke, by the way, to the six people who understood that joke. Because, you know, the Saints got robbed because of the botched call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the joke?
Did I said it? The Saints. I mean the Rams.
No.
Because the Saints should have been there.
That wasn't even a joke.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's really more of a painful statement.
Yeah.
To Saints fans. Which
it
is funny.
Sounds like you confused which team that you thought won.
Well, yeah, but the people who know, no, I didn't. They know I'm actually in the know. Tom Brady's going to win. Just enjoy another victory while he gets the Infinity Gauntlet of Super Bowl rings, okay? Did you see the GIF that I posted today, man?
No.
Did you see it? I don't know. Go here. Look at this. I know what's up.
That's a good working GIF there, man.
Dude, internet's hard, dude. He's gonna have six total. He's gonna be doing that, man. Well, yep. Infinity Gauntlet. But guys, thank you so much for watching today. We appreciate it. We'll be back Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 a.m. Central European Time. For more shenanigans and Colby continuing to play Detroit Become Human, if you can't watch it on Thursday because you're in Europe, we'll be back on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central European Time for more fun and more shenanigans. Thank you all so much for showing up. Even if you just did show up.
Sorry.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you guys. Yeah, be on time next time, Forehead. All right?
Bye, guys.
Bye, thanks, everybody.
Thanks for lying to me.
Have a good time eating.
Appreciate
love you.
It.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.